Hey, folks, time for your Wednesday headlines here on Jaguars.com. Brian Sexton with senior writer John Osher with the stories we're covering today and the rest of the week leading up to the Texans game on Sunday. Let's start with a lineup. Jaguars have to shuffle it a bit on the right side. Whoever is on that right side, you know, gets Mr. Watt.
Yeah, and it's a group that did struggle last week, and they've got to get some stuff fixed. Josh Wells is a guy that they like as far as potential. Sam Young's a guy that they like in terms of he has played right tackle and done a good job. It'll be interesting to find out who starts at right tackle, because whoever gets it, lucky guy, gets J.J. Watt, right?
All right, the South struggles of the Jaguars so far this year, 0-3. Probably should have beaten the Tennessee Titans. We know that the Colts are two other losses. Your thoughts on where the Jaguars, with three games left in the division this year, stand?
Well, it is a chance still to have a good record within the South. And this is still a building team. So when you're playing division games and you're looking toward the future, you want to get some footing. You want to get solid there. As long as they're playing South games this late in the season, that sort of thing is a topic.
And finally, pick your battles. You know, there are so many talented players and have been for a long time on the Texans offense. Who, if you're the defensive coordinator this week, who do you stop? Arian Foster, or do you sell out on Andre Johnson?
Well, I think you've got to stop Arian Foster. If you think about last week, before they stopped Rashad Jennings, it was tough to get off the field. Once they did that, they were able to get the pass rush going, and that changed the game. All of a sudden, Ryan Fitzpatrick's an issue, six touchdowns. You've got to get to him, but in order to get to the quarterback, have to stop the run first, because if you don't, you can't get anywhere.
Well, statistically speaking, that's really the only thing they do well. They're not ranked highly in throwing the ball, nor are they in stopping the run or even stopping the pass.
Stop the run, and get to the passer like you did last week. That's their formula right now.
There you go, folks. Those are the stories we're covering today. Have a great rest of your Wednesday.